This is KCUR 89.3. In Jackson County, nearly half of all new child abuse and neglect cases over the last decade involved kids under the age of three. As KCUR's Andrea Tudhope reports, there's a new program that aims to expedite those cases.
It's okay. Aww. You're sleepy still.
Viola Maddock is holding her nearly four-month-old daughter Harmony on her lap. Maddock is 20. She didn't plan for Harmony, and it's not exactly how she imagined her life going.
It's hard. I don't regret her, though. She's beautiful.
Before Harmony was born, Maddock says Harmony's father struggled with substance abuse and addiction, and he was physically abusive. While Maddock was having a C-section, he went off on the nurses.
They told me that I couldn't take her home. And it was the most saddest thing ever.
That's how Harmony entered the foster care system. But thanks to a new program called Cradles to Crayons in Jackson County, Maddock got Harmony back pretty quickly. Technically, Harmony was placed in foster care with her mom under the condition that the father stay out of the picture. Maddock says that wasn't a hard rule to comply with. She wanted to keep her baby.
I wasn't gonna put my child at risk. Now, it's just me and her.
Nearly half of all child abuse and neglect cases referred to Jackson County Family Court last year involved children under the age of three. This program is designed to move those kids to a permanent family faster, whether that's reuniting them with their parents or finding an adoptive family. Often, in cases like Harmony's, the wait time for a permanent home is 23 months. Judge Dale Youngs says that's too long.
A lot of their development is happening from age zero to three, and when they don't have access to a safe and permanent family structure, it's bad for them long term. We see it all the time.
He says reunification with the birth family is always the goal, if possible. As part of the program, the county created a unit of so-called permanency officers dedicated to helping parents get the services a judge orders, whether that's substance abuse counseling or adequate housing. Attorney Lori Snell represents Maddock and says parents like her need all the help they can get.
There's nobody out there for these people, and the caseworkers have too high a caseload to do that boots on the ground kind of stuff.
The type of stuff she's talking about is seemingly simple, like making sure the parents can get to a court appointment. Snell says many families who live in poverty and lack resources just need a little support. The permanency officers are on hand to do that, in and out of the courtroom.
So they're another set of eyes and ears and another set of support, so they can say, I'm going to help you with finding housing. And they go out, put them on every list they can, drive them around to all the Section 8 places.
She says this helps cases like Maddock's go faster, which often works out in the best interest of the child. Maddock feels like if she had missed out on those first few months, it would have broken their bond.
I wouldn't have time to learn how to mother her like it would be someone else doing it. And that time she was a newborn, so she just came out the hospital.
Ultimately, the hope for the program is to keep the youngest children, like Harmony, out of foster care, something Maddock experienced firsthand. Her parents were Sudanese refugees. When Maddock was two, child services found her and her siblings locked at home alone. She's been in foster care ever since. She has haunting memories. She remembers being locked in a closet for hours. At another home, she says she was assaulted by a foster parent, but that no one believed her. As she pats Harmony's back, she says she can't imagine her own daughter going through what she did.
Being in the system, especially being a girl, feeling alone. I don't want her to, out of loneliness, try and confide in toxic men. I want her to feel loved and wanted.
Maddock says her whole life she has felt like no one believed her or believed in her. But recently, when the court dismissed her case, that changed.
I feel like I broke the cycle. I'm trying to break the cycle.
With her baby in her arms, for the first time, Maddock feels like everything is going to be okay. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.